This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. In this series, we walk through the real rules and cases that shape how cost segregation works. Today, we look at Chapter 3 of Publication 56-53, the IRS Cost Segregation Audit Techniques Guide. This chapter ranks every method for preparing a cost segregation study from most reliable to least. Now, that phrase, the IRS's own ranking, is worth sitting with for a moment. The IRS publishes this guide for its examiners. It tells them what to look for when they review a study. So when we follow this guide, we are building the study the way the examiner expects to see it. Chapter 3 describes 6 methodologies. Let me walk through them. Number 1 is the detailed engineering approach from actual cost records. This is the most accurate. The preparer goes through real invoices, original contracts, change orders, and construction takeoffs. They price every component from the actual dollars spent. This is the gold standard. Number 2 is the detailed engineering cost estimate. This uses the same engineering rigor but applies published construction cost databases, like RS Means or Marshall and Swift, when the original records are unavailable. This happens often with acquired properties. When you buy a building that was built by someone else, you may not have access to the original construction records. The engineer estimates component costs using industry standard data. The IRS recognizes this as a high reliability approach, nearly equal to number 1. Number 3 is the survey and letter approach. This involves site visits and interviews. It is less precise than the first two, but still based on direct investigation. Number 4 is residual estimation. This starts with total costs and subtracts known values for certain parts to estimate the rest. The guide notes it is less accurate and may not reconcile to actual costs. Number 5 is sampling and modeling. Useful for large portfolios with many similar properties. Individual properties get analyzed and the results are extended across the group. Number 6 is the rule of thumb. This is the bottom of the list. It assigns broad percentages with little or no documentation. The IRS guide says examiners should view these studies with caution. That is polite language for saying this method is likely to face challenges. Here is why this matters directly to you. When we prepare your study, we use methodology 1 or 2. We work from actual construction cost records when they are available. When they are not, we use detailed engineering cost estimates based on published industry sources. That puts your study at the top of the IRS's own reliability scale. If the IRS ever reviews your return and asks about the cost segregation study, we can point them to Chapter 3 of Publication 56-53 and show that our methodology is the highest quality approach the guide recognizes. That is a much better conversation to have than trying to defend a rule of thumb spreadsheet. The guide also makes clear that the taxpayer carries the burden of proof. It is not enough to have a number in your study. You need to be able to substantiate where each classification came from. Actual records beat estimates, and estimates beat guesses. That is the IRS's own standard, written in the IRS's own guide. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the methodology used in your study connects to this chapter, take a look at the authority library in your report.